Hi there! Welcome to The Manuscript. I'm Juliana Meyer, and in this podcast, we delve into the intersection of writing and the development of technology products. Every couple of weeks, we talk to people making a difference in technical writing, instructional design, UX writing, content strategy, and anywhere else there's someone thinking about content in digital products and the tech industry. If you want to keep up with our latest news and insights, pitch in on themes for us to talk about, and also get some behind the scenes, follow us on Twitter. The link is in our show notes. And don't forget to subscribe to The Manuscript wherever you get your podcasts, so you'll know whenever we publish a fresh new episode. And today, we're breaking the rules. This is a special surprise mini episode for you. So, let's rewind a bit. Last week, we talked to Beatriz Guarezi about breaking the rules of content creation through newsletters. She's a senior brand manager at LiveUp, inhabiting the universe of brands since 2013 through research, consulting, and content creation. She's the author and creator of Bits to Brands, a weekly newsletter that unites the fields of brands and technology, reaching thousands of professionals throughout Brazil. And as you know, in The Manuscript, we have a block where we ask our guests what are they currently reading, and also their book recommendations for the episode's theme. And Beatriz, being the incredible curator that she is, has given you a gift. On our show notes for this episode, you can find a link for this massive book list she has curated over the years. And to celebrate this gift, we decided to keep our chat with her about books and quarantining and reading during the quarantine in a separate episode. So listen to that bit of our interview in this special mini episode, and don't forget to check out the link in our show notes to collect your gifts. Perfect. And we have another block on our podcast, which is book recommendations. So, are you currently reading? What book is in your nightstand?
Okay, so I have a link with all of the books that I have recommended in the past months. So, if you could attach this to link spot we're gonna have, I would ask you to do so. And why do I say that? Because maybe people are going to be searching for a more technical or a more, let's say, professional kind of read, book. But lately, the thing that's getting me by is fiction. I don't know about you, but since the pandemic started, I've tried reading books on marketing and reading books on tech and reading books on whatever I used to read in my bus rides and in my daily commute to and from work, and I just cannot, I cannot concentrate. So I've been reading a lot of fiction. So I'm gonna ask you to put the link with all of the professional trends, marketing, technology books I've recommended, but the latest book I read, I'm going to get the name, just hold on a second. So the latest book I read is called Where the Crawdads Sing. I don't know exactly what a crawdad is. I think it's a bird species. It's by Delia Owens, and I want to recommend it because it comes from Reese Witherspoon's book club. I don't know if you heard, but the actress, Reese Witherspoon, she started a book club a couple years ago where she always recommends stories written by women and portrayed by women as well. She recently starred and produced Little Fires Everywhere, that Amazon Prime show, you know?
Yes, and my sister is always telling me to watch it.
That's great as well. But the cool thing is that Little Fires Everywhere is a book, and it was one of the first books on Reese's book club. So she read it, a bunch of people read it, and then she decided to produce it, to turn it into a series. And this book, Where the Crawdads Sing, she's going to turn into a movie as well. So it's a story about a girl. It starts when she's a little kid, and then you evolve with her until she's in her 20s. She lives further away kind of in the middle of a lake, in a little city in North Dakota or something. And then you kind of grow up with her and her family history and all the things that are different and unique about her. And then all of a sudden someone dies and the book kind of goes back and forth from the murder, trial and her background story. This book kept me kind of like on my feet for 4 or 5 hours until I dropped it. And that's the kind of book I like to recommend. Because it may not be like a life-changing masterpiece, but it does for me what a good book is supposed to do, which is kind of like help you get away from the place where you're at. And I think that's something that a lot of us need right now, which is escape reality a little bit.
Oh my God, that is exactly what I've been through during the pandemic. I started really excited and motivated to read all the technical and professional books that I had been stalling to begin for so long. And then for like a month and a half, I really tried to stick to it. But then I realized it was useless and I just needed a good old story or something to make me think of something else besides all the stress that we're dealing with right now. So yeah, I started reading, I actually gifted myself as a birthday present the whole box of Anne of Green Gables, which is like a really sweet story, and it's really like the mental space that I need. I'm already like in the third book right now, and it's been really great. Like, it's the moment in my day where I get to breathe a little and meditate.
No, yeah, exactly. You literally like you're transported to another reality, and I think that's the power of a good book, of a good story. And it may not be the hypest, like Bill Gates book recommendation list that everyone says that you have to be reading right now, but sometimes that's exactly what you said. All we need is a good story to get our creative side flowing as well, you know. So I hesitated at first recommending fiction. Right now I'm just like, let's go read a story. So it's okay. All the technical books are going to be there waiting for you.
Exactly. It's so nerve-wracking to think that we're not allowed to read stories anymore. There are other ways to relax, of course, but reading has definitely been a huge part of my pandemic to keep my sanity in check.
Bia,
this is the end of this episode. I really want to thank you for all the amazing insights that you have given us, and I feel like a content rebel now because I loved how you exposed all the rules of content creation, but also how you broke them consistently, finding new ways of doing things. And that's a really great insight to share with our listeners as well.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I feel like I feel a little bit like a rebel too, because I started a content project and I chose email. So a lot of people say I'm crazy because I should be on Instagram gaining followers and making money and following the whole digital marketing path that a lot of people have been following. But I just wanted to be, I don't know, to be true with myself and what I liked, and to follow the opportunity that I saw, you know. And it has made me into this kind of like newsletter advocate, but it's a great position to be in because it is a platform that I've learned so much from, that I built a community at. That's something that I tell people, is that in 2 years I've gained 7,000 followers. That on an Instagram world is nothing. I mean, 7,000 followers is a very, very tiny place. But 7,000 people on email, it has a whole other meaning, and it has a whole other value, because these are people that are really paying attention to what I'm writing. So I'm really proud of that. And I really hope that more and more people are inhabiting other people's inboxes and having good, I don't know, just good trades, you know, having fun writing. I believe in writing. When people are talking about videos and TikToks and the videos are getting shorter and shorter, you have to capture people's attention in 5 seconds of dancing. I'm here writing a whole piece. But it's 2020 and people are reading. So I hope that this can inspire other people who just like to write.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you so much for accepting our invitation. And it's been a really, really great conversation.
Oh, that's great. I had a lot of fun. I really hope that I could help or inspire or just give a little insight for anyone. And I'm open if people want to chat or they want to disagree or they want to, I don't know, say I'm crazy. You can leave my the link to Bits to Brands, because that's where people can always find me and check out the newsletter and talk a little more if they want.
Perfect. We've reached the end of our first mini episode at The Manuscript. And considering that we have a little more time to spare, we'd like to propose an experiment that starts with the following question. Are you guys really out there? Is anyone listening? It would be incredible to form a community of geeks about tech and writing, so if you are a Manuscript listener, whether it's the first time you tune into us, or if, like my mom, have been listening since episode 1, we'd love to get to know you. Alright, so here are the instructions to the experiment. If you are listening to this, send us an email to themanuscriptpodcast@gmail.com, we'll write it down in our show notes, with the title, Yes, I'm Here. And, I don't know, introduce yourself, give us feedback, send us questions, or just say hi. We promise we'll respond to each and every one of your emails with a special surprise, and maybe feature your replies on future episodes. It will be a safe space for us to chat more intimately with you. That is, if you are really out there. Hopefully we'll get some responses. Thanks in advance for the support, Mom. And of course, if you liked this mini episode, also let us know so we can keep bringing interesting content in bite sizes to everyone. Thanks for tuning in at The Manuscript. See you next time!